of all the earth, my God and your God, my Father and your Father. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We're here one more time in the land of the living to bless your holy name. We worship and we give you all the glory. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends, our church family, our biological family, spiritual family, extended families, and partners all over the world. We bless your holy name. Our hands are not lifted to man, but to you, O God. We welcome you into the service tonight. Be with us. Strengthen us with your word. As we study your word, may your name be lifted. May our lives be transformed. That we move from another height of glory to another dimension. In the mighty name of Jesus. For your word says from glory to glory. So we came tonight to seek your face, and we will find answers and solutions. Lord, we bless everyone. Those that are sick, we pray for them. Be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Those that are struggling with their walk with God, Father, strengthen them and pull the backslider back to you, Lord, that propel them forward into where you have called them to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are not saved, their families are believing God for, send forth workers of righteousness. For the field is ripe, the harvest is ripe. We now ask for assisting helpers to come and help to harvest them and bring them into your kingdom, that they will enjoy the things of God. Father, refresh and rejuvenate all your children. Let the stress of their walk never weigh them down, but they know they have another answer. You are the answer, precious Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the service. Spirit of the living God, move freely. Restore our lives. And reconstruct everything that needs to be reconstructed. And put order back in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray for Apostle. And as he's in the nations, now minister grace to him. Minister, we thank you for the mighty works you're doing. Thank you for all the testimonies. Refresh, rejuvenate, strengthen him. And Lord, continue to do what you need to do. And let your name be magnified and glorified. We thank you for the souls that are into the kingdom of God now. We thank you, God, for your healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration. We thank you for your favor. And we thank you for your mighty move. Be in the service tonight. Speak through me, speak to me, through me, into your people. And everyone hearing the sound of my voice will come up higher. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Well, those on TV land, internet land, God bless you. And those on Zoom, God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Today is Wednesday. Supposed to be Bible study, so every message is Bible study. Praise the Lord. We're studying from the Bible. We're not studying from psychology books. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I have a lot to share, so I just say, Lord, let what you need to get to your people come out, so we just do what we can. We cannot do all of it because it's a lot. But we just take what we can and enjoy what we can and walk with it. The Bible says, don't be a forgetful hearer. The key is when you hear, practice what you have heard. Amen? Somebody say, God, give me hearing ears. Because that's what the Bible says. Say, let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. So the Word of God is Spirit. So let us be able to hear that Spirit and let it go into our spiritual hearing so that we can function better in our natural world. So there are a few things I will start with tonight. I'm still dealing with. I said why we need to be born again. So I've said spoken two messages on that. So this is going to be the third one. And I talked about the image of God, the image of man, and then the image of our Savior Jesus Christ, which is the express image, because now God and man has come together, and we now have the image of Jesus. We're born, hallelujah, into the kingdom, born again into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So once you ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, everything we are talking about tonight is all yours. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody needs to be born again. So we're no longer born. Yes, we were born in sin, but we're no longer there. We've changed kingdoms. Hallelujah. We have changed kingdom. Death. The Bible says, death, oh death, where is your sting? Even death cannot take us anymore. Praise the Lord. So when we exit this body, we're just putting our suit down. Hallelujah. Your flesh right now is just your house suit. So we change houses all the time. So you understand that if you buy a new house, you're not living in your old house anymore. See, you live in a brand new one. You like the new one better than the old one. That's why you moved in the first place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have resurrected life in us. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to start tonight. So we are God is spirit, and we are spirit, so we established that already, right? We're made in his image and likeness. So if you're made in the image and likeness of somebody who's spirit, what are you? Spirit. So there's no debate about that. Praise the Lord. Your spirit first, and it's the spirit that God blessed. All the blessings are put in the spirit. So put Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to do verse 3 and 4. You can read the whole Ephesians chapter 1 by yourself. It says, blessed be who? Blessed the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God has restored everything back. Amen. He blessed Adam and Eve with all of it in the beginning. He didn't bless everything. He gave them few, so we can count them in our fingers what he gave us. But now he's giving us what? All. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, when you are born again, it's not just using a language. He says, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now that you can see the kingdom of God, you can see what the kingdom has given to you. All spiritual blessings. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Well, go back to the first two messages. Praise the Lord. We can't recap, or we just park there. Okay? So Genesis 1:20. 6 to 27, 28, he gave, he made man in his image and likeness, and then he gave all those blessings. So count how many he gave there. And now he's telling you, that's a few. And that was more than enough to operate with. But now he's giving us what? All. What does all mean? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where are we right now? Physical bodies right here on earth. So because we're here on earth, you cannot just go to heaven and just say, okay, I'm taking everything. If they are all in spiritual, or if all the blessings are in heavenly places, so you must have access. And for you to have access, you must be spirit. Only spirit can have access to that. Spiritual things belong to spirits. Hallelujah. So you must believe that you are spirit. Right? Well, I say, who knows the mind of the spirit? So the spirit have his own mind. Praise the Lord. I say, who knows the mind of Christ that he may instruct him? Hallelujah. How would you know his mind? The word. So that's what we're doing tonight. As you're getting this word, you now apply it to yourselves. Know that I have access. Hallelujah. Even when you go to your bank to go get money, you don't have access to vault except you have put something there and you have a deep pocket. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But God says, I've given you, my children, access to all. He had blessed. So it's not because you earned it, he just gave it to you. Somebody say, I receive all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So only in Christ you have this access. So if you are not in him, you cannot have it. I don't care how much memorization of the scripture you have, you must be in him. So otherwise, it says, you know, you just have, it says, with vain lips they worship me. May we not have vainness. May we have the authenticity of really putting our trust in the Lord and believing him. Say amen. So the next verse, 4. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. This is his will for us. He made the decision. You did not choose him. He chose us. Hallelujah. He chose us as his beloved. So since he chose us, let us remain where he has chosen us. Somebody say, I'm chosen. I'm choice. I'm the choicest of God's blessing, if there's a language like that. Yes, I think that's a correct English. Choicest. Praise the Lord. I'm chosen. Somebody say, I'm chosen. Yeah, some people, you know, you have allowed people to define you. Man should not define you. This is what God made an executive decision that you are his child. You belong to him. And he has made an executive decision that all spiritual blessings, I bless you with them. And whom God blessed, he has blessed. Remember the story of Balaam? Say, go curse God's people. You can curse. I can curse whom God has blessed. God has passed the blessing and it is blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. So instead of crying your eyeballs out and wasting your time, walk around your house in prayer and begin to say, I am blessed. All spiritual blessings. I lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now you begin to understand what he's saying when he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. This is David prophesying who the Lord is in Psalm 23. But when he came, we that are living now, we are so privileged. We got to receive him and get all these words. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So as spiritual people, we live in heavenly places. I think Ephesians 2, let's do verse 1. Please read the whole chapter at your own time at home. Go to Ephesians 2. We'll do maybe about 1 to 5 and see. And you had he what? Quickened. He has quickened us. The Holy Spirit is the one that quickens. Without the Holy Spirit, you are not quickened. It's a quickening spirit. Hallelujah. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. Next verse. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Let me stop right there. Prince of the power of the air. What did I say? What did God give us? Dominion over everything in the air. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's the prince of the power of the air. So when there is a contest, you can win. The power is given to me and you. He was controlling everything, but as a born-again child of God, he cannot control you. You have the power to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Say amen. So there is no excuse to surrender to defeat. Somebody say, I shall not be defeated. I am an overcomer. Well, the Bible tells us that. It says we are overcomers in this world. So let's continue with Ephesians 2. I didn't finish reading verse 2, so I'll finish it. The spirit that now worketh what? In the children of disobedience. Are you disobedient people? The key, say you will eat the good of the land. We read that in Isaiah 1:18. I mentioned that earlier in my previous message. Praise the Lord. So the prince of the power of the air can only walk in the children of disobedience. Not you as a child of God, because he that is born of God does not sin. So they are still in darkness and walking in darkness. Don't go back to darkness. You've been rescued from it. Stay in the light. You are children of light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had what? Conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. Somebody say, I'm delivered. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. The mind has its own mind when it's connected to flesh. When it's connected to flesh, all it wants to do is sin. All it wants to do is disobey. The Bible says the flesh and the spirit, they are enemies. So we choose spirit. Say amen. And we're by nature the children of wrath, as even as others. So you're not just an angry person, wrath. You can just get so angry and kill people. You hear people, they get so mad. They just drive a car and go more than somebody. What kind of anger is that? May God deliver us. Verse 4. I'm going to do up to 5 and leave it. But God, who is rich in mercy. Somebody say, thank God for his mercy. His great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us where? Together with Christ, by grace are you what? Saved. Oh, let's go to 6. And had raised us up together, made us sit together where? In heavenly places. In where again? In Christ Jesus. Always in Christ. That's your place. Hallelujah. Anything else outside him, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. I'll do verse 7. Let me get out of this particular passage. So read the whole chapter at home on your own. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I love Jesus. I thank God for Jesus Christ. So Jesus is your best friend. Jesus said, I call you friend. May you be his friend today. May you be, he says, we are joint heirs with him. That's the word of the Lord. May he's not only your Lord and Savior, he's interceding for you. Hallelujah. He's mediating for you. He has given you his blood, given you his life, given you his word, given you even his position. He said, come, I don't want to enjoy these heavenly places by myself. Come and be with me. Let's be here together. Hallelujah, in the throne room of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Somebody say, I take my place in him. Amen. Amen. So next time somebody's laughing at you and say you are a Christian and you believe in Jesus Christ, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. You know, praise the Lord. It's the best, best of the best. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. All right, let me talk about why we need to be in the spirit. Oh my goodness, there's so much to talk about tonight. I don't know how much I can cover. I'll do a little bit of Romans 8, or I'll just tell you to go read those scriptures. So let's do a little bit of Romans 8. Let me see if I can open my Romans chapter 8. We'll start. In Romans 8, there's plenty of goodies in there. So it's talking about the spirit, talking about the flesh. It's talking about the love of God. It's talking about Jesus, the whole shebang in one chapter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's talking about nobody can separate you from the love of God and everything else. So, but you know what? I can't do all of them in half an hour. So let's just take a little bit and then you move on. But write the chapter down and then read it. Let's do verse 1. Say, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, Romans 8:1, called to be an apostle separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. I'm reading chapter 1. I'm reading, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said that. Yes, that's good word, but we want 8. Praise the Lord. There is therefore, hallelujah, Romans 8:1. There is therefore, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are where? in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We just read in Ephesians 2 that one time we walked in darkness, we walked after the flesh, we walked after the lust of the mind, lust of the flesh. But now, we switched. We have entered a new kingdom. We are no longer in that kingdom. Hallelujah. So the people who live in Christ, who walk in Christ, who live in Christ, say there's no condemnation for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Same, I told you, God is saying the same thing. He's saying it to us in many, many ways. So one way or the other, we get it. That is love. Hallelujah. John 3, we talked about, don't go there, I'm just talking. So John 3, you know, when we read God so loved the world, John 3, 16, if you read a little bit more after 16, it tells you that this is the condemnation because they refuse to believe that God has given himself for all of us. Hallelujah. Verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So there is a law of the spirit of life. So this is where we dwell. We take this as our law. Amen? The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. So there's sin and death. The Bible says in the garden, Genesis 2, God told Adam, he said, the day you eat of this tree, everything in the garden eat, but the day you eat of this particular tree, you shall surely die. So they died. All right? I told you they never lived in the day. So the day, they never completed a day. A day is a thousand is a day. 1,000 years is a day, 1,000 years is a day is 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. They never completed. Methuselah did not make it to 1,000. Even he was the oldest man that ever lived on the earth. But aren't you glad you're going to live forever? Jesus came, said, I came to give you eternal life. You're going to live not a day, there's some countable eternity. Shout hallelujah! Glory to God. So it benefits me to be saved, to give my life to the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the law of sin and death does not control your life. You have the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's what is guiding my life now. Somebody say, Father, I receive the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has made me free from the law of sin and death. So sin and death have no more power over you. So if you read Romans, study the book of Romans, it tells you about the first Adam, the second Adam. It tells you the sin nature and the spiritual nature. So it's too much to just do a little bit. So praise the Lord. Let me do a little bit more. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So how are you called to walk as spirit people? You walk in the spirit. Amen? You walk in the spirit. Jesus says in John 6:63, he says this, words that, he said, the flesh profits you nothing. The words that I speak, they are what? Spirit and life. So we study the word of God, that's spirit and life. Law of the spirit and life. You begin to feed. That's what you feed yourself with. That's your number one food. That's your number one priority. But what do? We cater to the flesh more than we cater to the spirit. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if I ask, I will not put anybody on the spot. Just take an inventory of your day. So we spend so many hours, we go to work. What do we go do there? Cater to our flesh so we can bring in. People say, I'm bringing a bacon home. Right? That's what you say in this part of the world. And some other part of the world say, we don't eat bacon. But you know what? They go and bring their bread home to feed their family. Right? So calculate how many hours. What's the average hours we have to spend at work? 8 hours. That's almost universal, except you are in the medical field, so you do shift of 12 hours. But some other jobs, they do the same thing. Some people do 18 hours. I don't know, but it is well. Praise the Lord.
So you all those things, you invest 8 hours. So let's even if we reduce it to 4 hours a day. So you spend average 8 hours to cater to what? Everything for flesh. Then we add the time we bathe, the time we eat, the time we do groceries, the time we clean the house, the time we do every other thing, every other fleshly need, the time we have meetings and all kinds of stuff. So let's not bother adding anything. Praise the Lord. You get the point. So we spend a lot of time in the, because that's what, how we've been trained. The time we study, if we go to school for you to pass your exam, you must study, do your homework. So add all of that. We have been trained to reason, to act in the flesh realm. All those things are important. But God said, come. Remember, I said the spirit is a quickening spirit. Hallelujah. What will take you to do in the flesh for a long time doesn't need to take you that long in the spirit. May God help us. Say, Lord, quicken my understanding. But you must invest in the spirit because you are a spirit person. How can a spirit person not invest in their spirit? So no wonder we are dull. So one day we are in the Holy Ghost, another day we are in the world. And one day we are in the Holy Ghost. That can be a dance, eh? May God help us. If you don't want him to help you, help me. Hallelujah. So what are we doing now? We're going somewhere. The Lord is coming. We must wake up from our slumber and get into our rightful place. To live in the spirit. Say, walk. Is that not, that we read just now, verse 4, Romans 8, 4, that the righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. What are some of the righteousness of the Lord? Blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed wherever you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Head and not tail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Huh? 1,000 shall fall where? At your right hand. And 10,000 where? Left or right? Doesn't matter, they're all falling. Praise the Lord. He gives his angels charge over all your affairs. All your affairs, anything that concerns you, they are ministering angels assigned to them. So when we walk in the spirit, we have a right to say, go to work, go to work. Go to, go to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can continue there. So try to read all of that on your own. Read the whole of Romans 8. I might come back to it. It's like somebody wind the clock and it just goes. Zzz. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me read. I might just read up to verse 6 and get out. Romans 8, verse 5, 6. For they that are after the flesh do what? Mind the things of the flesh. So that's what I was saying. How much investment we are putting in the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. I'm not telling you not to go to work. You must work. The Bible says if you don't work, don't eat. Amen? So we are called to work. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So anyway you put it, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And the Bible says without faith we cannot what? Please God. So faith and flesh don't work well together. They are two opposite directions. So let us, what are we doing now? By faith, we know we are in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So let me bring some examples to us. How do you know in the spirit? So God gave us back to that. I told you Genesis chapter 1 and 2, a master plan of God, and the whole Bible is trying to restore you back what God started with. He did not change his mind. He did not say, I've canceled all of this. Praise the Lord. He said, the righteousness of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We walk in the spirit. So, the things of the air, the things of the land, and the things of the water. These are the elements we are dealing with every day. And these are the areas demons like to control. It says it's called the power of the prince of the air. People go to the ocean, they traveling in the sea. You hear the boat has capsized or the ship has capsized. Why? Because the enemy is there. People drive on the land, you hear accident. Why? The enemy. Praise the Lord. People fly in the air, what happens? Accident, they die. So when God said the prince of the power of the air is everywhere, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're not praising the Lord for the enemy. We're praising the Lord that we've been free from all of that. That he has put us in higher grounds. Somebody say, I'm in higher grounds. That's what is happening to people who walk after the flesh. But when you walk in God, when you want to go to the air, you enter an airplane, you take authority over the air. Praise the Lord. Your spirit being, you take care. Why? He says, I've given you dominion over the things of the air, things of the... Can we put, maybe put that back again? Praise the Lord. Genesis 1, 27, 28. 26, it says, we were made in his image and likeness. I don't need to repeat that. For God created man in his own. So God created man in his own image and likeness, created he male and female, 28. So it's 28, 29 that I want. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea. So fish of the sea, where do fishes live in? Sea, water, what's water? Marine world, right? Praise the Lord. So, have dominion over the fish of the sea. If you have dominion over the fish of the sea, that means you have dominion over, you can control anything that goes on in the water. Praise the Lord. Did Jesus do that when the storm came and the disciples were all scared and said, Lord, how can you be sleeping when there's this mighty storm? Carest not that we perish. What did Jesus do? He relaxed. Praise the Lord. Not only did he relax in the boat, he said, peace be still. Command it, and he stopped. So dominion. He's not telling us to do what he has not trained us to do. It's in our spirit. So these things are in your spirit. Activate them. They are not of use to you until you apply them. Say application. Application. Praise the Lord. That's why you went to school. You learned. Now you are living in real world. You apply. Applied knowledge. You got the knowledge. Now apply it with understanding. So what are we doing now? Understanding what the wisdom of God has given to us. Praise the Lord. So over the things of the air, power, dominion. So you dominate it. And over the fowl of the air, hallelujah, things in the air. Fowl of the air, anything that flies in the air, so including airplanes, I say, praise the Lord. As long as you're in the air, authority has been given to me as a spirit person. Only the spirit person is blessed to do this. Doesn't happen by flesh. So when you are in flesh, you can say all you want to say, nothing happens. But when you're in the spirit, it works. And over every living thing that moves upon the earth, hallelujah. Okay, let me leave that as that. So if you need to go to, for instance, we as spirit beings, where do we belong? We live in God, in Christ Jesus, right? We're in Christ Jesus. We agree on that. So if you want to go to space, can you just get up and say, I'm going to space? There are laws that govern space, right? So in our world today, we know people go to space. You have what they call space shuttle, right? So for them to go to space shuttle, can anybody just go and say, I'm getting the space shuttle and I'm just going to go? Or you have to train before they take you. You train. And the people who take people there, they call them astronauts, right? So those people, how do you take them? They train and then they go. Praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so thank you for coming and joining us. So anyway, so if you are an astronaut, you have to train. You train, and then you have to wear their space suit to go to space. You can't just, because if you just decide that, oh, let's go. I'm going into a space machine and going like that. What's going to happen to your body? You get fried up because you have not trained and you are not clothed. The Bible says, in this earth, when you are here now, clothe yourself with Christ. You cannot survive our earth without putting on Christ. Put on Christ. When you put in him, don't get out of him. In Christ. If any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians, right? 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are what? New. Yeah, actually put that scripture there. So put it there. I want to do 17 and 18 this time. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18. Say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are what? Passed away. So everything, the Adamic nature, being born in the nature of Adam, is removed from us. Hallelujah. We have the life of Christ. Verse 18. And all things are what? Of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given us to the ministry of reconciliation. And then you can go on and read at your own time. So we've been reconciled to himself. We got him. We are in him. And he's in us. Colossians 3 tells you that. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3. No talking when I'm preaching. Shh. Praise the Lord. You just use your ears in church. Praise the Lord. Now, after I finish, if you want to ask questions, you can ask. Not now. Praise God. All right, put Colossians 3 up for me. We'll do verse 1 to 3. Verse 1 to 3. Say, if you then, being risen with Christ, so we died with him, we were raised with him, we seek those things which are what? Above. What are we seeking? All spiritual blessings from heavenly places, including the word of God. Where Christ seated, where? At the right hand of God. I told you, he sits on the throne, he's there, but you are sitting inside him. You are in him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. Say, set what? Did I read verse 2? Verse 2. It said, do what? Set your affection on things where? Above, not on things on the earth. So I said, don't invest so much on your flesh. Invest more on the spiritual things. Verse 3. For you are what? You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Praise the Lord. You are no longer the one that live. That's what we read all the time, Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I that live. Praise the Lord. You live in God. You live in Christ. Praise God. All right, so space people, they have to dress in space suits to do what they do. You don't just go to space now and say, oh, we made it. We are now in space. So I'll just get out of the space shuttle and just go on a stroll. You know what? I'm used to, what do people do? Joggers. I'm used to jogging. So let me just run out and go jog. Can you just do that? You go out, we see you no more. So, cause why? There is condition, there is protocol, there is a system put in place that this is what we do. Why? Same we as spiritual people, there is protocol put in our lives, there is condition that this is how we behave, and this is what we do, and that behavior is called obedience. If you go to space and you disobey the rules and the protocol they put in there, we say sayonara to you. Goodbye. Do you get it? So as spirit people, our protocol is spirit. Spirit people live by the word of God. Amen? We live by faith, not by sight. We don't live by the condition that is set before us. Now, what about people who live in the earth? What is our suit? Our suit here is, we have this flesh. It said the flesh is carnal, it's enmity with God, does not obey God. So it says, so on earth now, so what do? We are earth. We move freely. This is where we excel because we breathe. We don't need to struggle. If you throw somebody in space, they are limited. If you throw somebody in the sea, they are limited. But if you leave them on earth, They excel because he's giving us the earth. He said the earth is given to sons of men. Praise the Lord. So this is our domain. This is our territory. So this is where we dominate. And this is where we control the things above us and underneath us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what do we put on as earth suit? We put on Christ. Because we so train ourselves to this house. This is clay house. The person speaking to you is a spirit person. And this spirit person is in charge. Because God has put you in charge. Hallelujah. All right. Now, if you're put in the water, what do water people do? If you want to go to live in water, are there people living in water? Yes. We call it submarine. Does submarine live in water? Yeah, we went somewhere sometimes. I don't know where I had the opportunity to go in. So you submerge under the water and you go in. You can move, do everything you need to do in there. Praise the Lord. So, but that's not a permanent place for us. It's amazing when you're there, you can just see. So you see God's creation, you see the sea, you see under, you see everything. You say, wow, to God be the glory. But to live in there, there's also a condition. You have to be trained to live in there. That is a water container they live in. We call it the submarine. So they stay in there. You go in there, and there's condition. Can you just get out? Oh, please, open it while we are under the sea. Open! I'm suffocating. I'm claustrophobic. I'm blah, 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 blah. I want to get out. Get me out. Let me do whatever I like. What do you think is going to happen to that person? Gets themselves killed and kill every other person because all the water will rush in. It has to come up first for it to be open so you can. Rules of engagement. There's condition attached. So there is nothing on earth God made or man made or spirit influence that has no condition. Everything has condition. So we are told, live and walk in the spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. May you live by God's standard, not what you feel like. So what is happening? People are saved, they are Christians, all the realms, all the three realms have condition, whether it's air, land, water, and even in heavenly places also have condition. Heaven has condition. It says you are in Christ. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You don't just go to heaven and say, oh, get me a seat. You know, I like this seat. So nice. It's mine. Do whatever I like. You know, I'm a Canadian, you know. I'm American, you know. I'm a British, you know. You can tell me what to do. Doesn't work. Condition. There's a law of the spirit, of law of life. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. That's where we operate from. So Romans is full of all of that. So study the book of Romans for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give us a few examples. I got to get out of there. There's plenty I can tell us, but a little bit at a time is good. So life in the spirit, you follow the instruction and the protocol of the spirit. Amen? So to do that, live in Jesus. Live in the word. Live in the blood. These are all conditions. Blood of Jesus, the water of the word, washed and cleansed. Turn away from your wicked ways and turn to the Lord. Now, are there people who, in the Old Testament and also New, there are a lot of people who walked in the Spirit. Now, they don't have the fullness of what we have. Remember I said they got some spiritual blessings. We read that in Genesis 2, verse 27, right? Yeah, 27, 28. That's some. But in Ephesians 1:3 says he's giving us all. Somebody say, I have all spiritual. So thank God I am born again. I have access. And there are many that we don't even know yet. We are still discovering. Because Jesus said in the book of John, you know, he told them, he says, there are volumes of books. How many Bible do we have? We just have one volume. And that one volume has 66 books. But Jesus said there are volumes that are not written. So there are things that we still need to discover that we haven't discovered. We have eternity to find them out. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's look at some example quickly. I'm going to try to wrap it up. Time is moving, so praise the Lord. Examples of people, you know, power of God working in us and us using our authority over all dimensions. Things that fly, things that move on the earth, things that are in the sea. Let's look at Moses. I'll give you the scripture, and you can just read all of it. You can put it up for me. Numbers 21, verse 7 to 9. You saw Moses when the children of Israel were disobeying God and just complaining and murmuring and everything else, and sin was in the camp. What happened? Bible says a serpent started biting them. Snakes showed up. So you mean snake can just show up in your house? Yes. Be careful of your rubbish. Say, Lord, deliver me. Say, therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. Aren't you glad for Pastor Moses? Some pastors say, you've been troubling me. You've talked my ear out of place. I can hardly hear very well with one ear now because of your rebellion. Good for you. No, Moses prayed. He sought God. May God give us the spirit of compassion. Verse 9 of Numbers 21. Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had beaten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. How can that be? He went to God, so he got the recipe from God. Praise the Lord. Inanimate objects in the hand of a spiritual man becomes powerful. Shout hallelujah. That's an inanimate object. Brass, iron, metal. Real moving serpents were biting them and killing them off. But you see, they were wise enough to turn to know that I can talk against God. So when you talk against God and you talk against God's servant that's supposed to be protecting you and taking care of you, what happens? Poisonous things will come and get you. May you be free from that. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Inanimate objects can become powerful. It is well, everything is okay here. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I always tell the devil, you know, people who are demonized, anything, you should be afraid of me, not the other way around. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, inanimate objects. So this mic can just go like, boom. May God help us. So it pays to be in the spirit. Let's take another one quickly. How about Balaam? You can look at Numbers 22. We don't have time to read all of it. So do 21 to 30. Numbers 22. Verse 21 to 30. But I'm just going to read verse 28 about Balaam's ass. Do donkeys speak? Donkeys were speaking English, speaking Hebrew. He's speaking Hebrew. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. But, oh, let's read first. What did I tell you to put up? 28. Put verse 28. Verse 28. 21 to 30, I said. All right. So, and the Lord opened what? The mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? So Balaam saw an angel. The ass, or donkey, had eyes to see. And Balaam, who's supposed to be a prophet, could not see anything. All right, I'm waiting for you to settle down, my dear. So, yeah, bless you. Yeah. So, Balaam could not see what the ass was saying. And God, the angel of the Lord, was ready to strike down Balaam. And Balaam was getting mad. May God help us as spiritual people to be sensitive, so we can see things, see the danger that is around us, see what God is saying, and be able to know what to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I pray for that young man that the Spirit of God, he didn't come here by an error, that God will touch him, deliver him, and set him free, and bring him to the beauty and the glory of God that God has for him. In Jesus' mighty name, the Spirit of the Lord go with you and arrest you, and may the glory of God touch you, polish you, cleanse you with the precious blood of Jesus. Heal, restore, and make you completely whole. You will have a testimony. In Jesus' name, that the words you have heard here tonight will be written in your heart and continue to walk perpetually. And for all those who are watching, whose children are going through stuff, may you touch them also. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let me leave Balaam. So read all that for yourself. So Balaam had issue. Let me just round it up to verse 30, 29, 30. So it's like I didn't leave it in the middle. And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now I will kill thee. He's beating the ass, and then the ass was forced to speak. Verse 30. And the ass said unto Balaam, am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? So anything God give to you will stay loyal to you. You should be saying amen. Because disloyalty can come and destroy you. May whatever God has given to you stay loyal. The ass says, I've been loyal to you. I've been with you. Was I ever want to do so unto thee? And he said, no. Because Balaam is accusing him, you're trying to kill me and push me to the wall and hurt me. So may you see, what is it? Things that move upon the earth, they are giving dominion to serve you. Here's an ass serving Balaam. Even when Balaam's eyes was blind, the ass could see for him. May God open our eyes to see. We're talking about people in the spirit. Spiritual people have power, and things can work for them. Not only themselves, but things that are put around them can also work for your good. All things work together for what? Your good, to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. I think there's a little piece of hair disturbing my face here. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, I did Moses. How about, let's look at the bird. Ecclesiastes 10, 20. Ecclesiastes 10, 20. It says, curse not the king. No, not. I'm talking about the things of the air, land, and water. So I'm just giving you a few examples from the Bible. Curse not the king. No, not in thy thought. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which had wings shall tell the matter. So if you go against a child of God, and you're going against the blessing of God that is in their life, and you're cursing them while you are lying down on your bed, what do people do in bed? Go to sleep. Instead of you sleeping, you are chewing down and cursing and saying negative things about another person. It says, while you are doing that, doesn't matter whether day or night, it never qualified. They say, a bird of the air will come and take what you have said and take that matter and tell it. A report is made against you. Be careful of a child of God. Anything you do against a child of God, you'll never get away with it, because God will make sure they know how to get a solution. Bible says he raised up kings. God is the one who raised up leaders. Kings work for him. They might be bad or good king, they work for him. The rich are there, they are kings in the earth. They are there to do the work to help the poor. they get the jobs, they own businesses that employs families so they can eat. Hallelujah. Don't curse kings and people have blessings. Just ask God to bless you. Amen. Then hi about Jonah. You want to know about Jonah? You can read. Jonah is 4 chapters. I can't do all of it. But I'll just say about Jonah. Remember Jonah, God sent him to Nineveh. So I can tell you to read Jonah 1, 15, 17. Let's do Jonah just chapter 1, 15. And 17. So Jonah refused to do what God tells him to do. God has put assignment, put his spirit in Jonah as a prophet. Go and save Nineveh. Go do what I tell you to do. The people there, they have sinned against God, and God wants to turn their misfortune around. Jonah refused to go. Jonah is very happy that let God finish them. May God send us the righteous helpers. Say amen. Jonah didn't want to go, so he got into the ship. And the people in the ship, remember I said we are spirit beings, they were sensitive. They know, oh my goodness, suddenly the sea was against them. These are seasoned workers that work in ship in the sea. The wind was contrary. Everything, they said, oh my goodness, we're going to die. So they say, is this Jonah? Everybody pray to your God. So we know that there were a lot of heathens there. They would say, everybody pray to your God. Whatever God you're serving, beg them for forgiveness. And Jonah said, I know what the problem is. It's me. So Jonah said, throw me into the sea. I know, because thank God he still has compassion in him. He didn't want the innocent to die in that ship because of him. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Sometimes some kind of funny people in your company will bring all kinds of hazard to your life. Ask God as a spirit person to give you discernment. Everything might just be working well. Suddenly they came into your life. Oh, it's like tornado and typhoon and earthquake and volcano all mixed together. Say, Lord, deliver me from disobedient people. That's disobedience that brought that. Just one man disobeying God brought that. So if you are partners with disobedient people, they will bring havoc into your life. Pray for them that God will deliver them. Okay, I can't do all of it. Let's look at verse 17. Verse 17. Oh, 17 now. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. They threw him into the water. See? This Mediterranean Sea, they threw him in. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. We're coming back to spirit people having dominion. How do you stay in the belly of a fish 3 days and 3 nights, and you're not suffocated? If you read more on Jonah, Jonah said, I was in the belly of hell. He survived. Why? Because of the Spirit of God. I wish I have time to read all of it to you. So please read the 4 chapters of Jonah. They're very short. Cut a long story short, he cried from that place where he was swallowed. He stayed there 3 days, 3 nights. Fish was hitting itself against the rock, doing all kinds of stuff, you know. He cried to God, and God heard him. And God, the Bible says, when you're reading the book of Jonah, when you come across the word prepared, underlining, God, he prepared. He prepared the storm for him. He prepared everything. May God prepare good things for you and not trouble for you. He prepared trouble for Jonah so that Jonah would turn around. May God prepare good things for me and you in the name of Jesus. Some of the troubles you are going through sometimes, they are not prepared by the devil. They are prepared by God because of disobedience. May we walk in obedience. Somebody say obedience to God's way. is very good for me. Very, very good for me. Disobedience, very bad for me. Read how many times it tells you God prepared. Another time I will teach on the book of Jonah. So, but for now, we're just talking about your authority. He's giving dominion. So the fish of the sea, as disobedient as Jonah was, could not kill Jonah. Because Jonah is a dominion person. Even though he rebelled, the Spirit of God is in him. Praise the Lord. 3 days, three nights. Where is he getting his oxygen from? Bible says seaweed. If you read it, it says weeds. The seaweeds have choked him and tied him up inside. God now prepared, told the fish, when he now cried to God, okay, go vomit him on dry land. Fish on the sea now went on dry land. Amazing. Hallelujah. Somebody said, serve an amazing God. God is too awesome. This is your daddy and my daddy. My God and your God. Hallelujah. What can he not do? Well, Jonah made it. I'm just paraphrasing all that is going on there. So what else? So Jonah made it to land. You would think he will learn his lesson. He got there. He said, I feel good now. Next thing, he went back to rebellion number two. Jonah said, I'm not going anywhere. I'll sit under the sun. Let the sun fry me here. So what happened? God caused a gourd to grow up. Vines gave him a nice shade. And Jonah, I like God to give those Ninevites, give them a good lash on their bum bum. He refused to move. So what did God do? God, the Bible says God prepared a worm. First he prepared the gourd. Now he prepared his, see right there. Thank you for helping. But God prepared it. Okay, do the gourd first. Not G-O-D. So don't mind my accent. A God. 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 Yes, God. G-A-U-R-D. I think that's a God. And God prepared a worm. Okay, you went to the worm right away. So I said, the calabash, God. Yeah, G-O-U-R-D. Yes. Verse 7. And God did what? Remember I say, prepared. So when you rebel, there will be a lot of preparation for you. May we not have negative preparation. And God, who prepared it? God. And God prepared a worm. Oh, when the morning rose, the next day, what is happening here? Okay, verse 6, please. Thank you. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the God. God is so merciful, because when God wants to save his people, he will not allow anybody to stop him. Jonah was not going to spoil the plan of God. You are going to be the mouthpiece that I'm sending, and you are going to deliver what I ask you to deliver. Verse 7. But God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day and it smote the God, that it withered. First, he prepared the storm. Then, he prepared the God. Then, he prepared the vine. Then, he now prepared what? The worm. But see, God is so good. God has many ways of catching you and bringing you back to himself. Verse 8. And it came to pass when the sun did arise, that God prepared what? A vehement east wind. Hallelujah. And the sun beat upon the head. You don't want the east wind. It always brings bad stuff. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. Look at this man. He's supposed to be a prophet. Go prophesy. Go tell the people, repent. Turn to God. So you are not destroyed. He took everything. He has a pity party. Me. God said, okay, pout all you want, you're still going to go do it. I'll teach you how to do it. May we not learn the hard way, may we learn the easy way. In Jesus' name, you should be saying amen. Verse 9, oh my goodness, why I packed here. And God said to Jonah, does that well to be angry for the God? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. What a man. He had more compassion for that God that died than for human beings. Just like some people have more compassion and love for their dogs and their cats than for human beings. May God give us love for humans. Amen. Anyway, I think I'm going to try to get out of there. I'll do this. Did I finish? Should I go on or? I don't want to continue with this. So, anyway, cut a long story short. Jonah now realized compassion came to him from all the lessons that he was facing. He had more compassion, and later God decided to let that God die and the worm and everything else, and Jonah now saw the error of his ways. And he repented and went to Nineveh, and the people fasted, prayed, and sought God, including the king. Praise the Lord. And God save a whole nation. May God save our nation. I'll do one last one and then we'll close with this one. I could give you a lot of example. We're talking about dominion over all realms. So we've done different ones, things of the air, animal on the land, right? Now, how about let's do one on the sea. Let's look at Matthew 17. Let's read verse 24 to 27. Matthew, yes, 17. And when they were come, this is about Jesus. And when they were come to Capernaum, that they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? Who's Peter's master? Jesus. The next verse. He said, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Next verse. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, and take and give unto them for me and thee. So Jesus paid his tribute, paid his tax. May God provide for us to pay all our taxes. Amen? And we are free, but to say so we don't offend, we should pay our tributes. Praise the Lord. Where did the fish and the gold come from? Dominion over all dimension. Remember I read to you, inanimate object. Moses, brass, made a serpent on top of a post and say, just look at it. When you look at it, you shall be healed. When you're sick next time, have you tried to look at the cross? Just look at the cross. If it walk on a pole, you should walk on a cross. Pick up a cross and just, why don't you just look at Jesus? Bible says, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. So here, the fish, bring in the coin. Every finance you need is available. May God send the medium of bringing it to you and to me. In the name of Jesus, to pay all our debts, pay all our bills, have more than enough. Jesus paid for Peter, so Peter is not in debt. Hallelujah. Paid for himself. There is more than enough. So the word of God says the gold is his. So when he needed it, the fish knew what to do because he said, I've given you dominion over them. So go there. The fish has been sent. Go bring it. May the things that God has created bring what you need to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit people that are born of the Spirit of God, you have an adventurous life. Begin to walk in it. Begin to use it. In the name of Jesus. Rise with me. I'm going to stop there. I'd like to continue. I can park in the word. I can go 10 hours nonstop and not have a problem. But to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for redeeming our lives. We thank you for putting us in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the precious gift you've given to us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for quickening our life. We thank you that as quickened people, we have answers and solutions all around us. That all that you've prepared for us, you've prepared and given us blessings. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Your word says you prepared them for us before the foundations of the world. Oh, we receive your goodness. We do not receive prepared problems because we have chosen to follow you. We have chosen to obey you. Let prepared problems go to those who walk in disobedience. But we choose to obey the living God. And we will have all spiritual blessings functioning in our lives. We have access in Christ Jesus. Jesus is not long distance call. He's living right here in our heart. So we call upon the name of the Lord. Say, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. We receive salvation because we call upon the name Jesus. We say you are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our Master. You are our Redeemer. You are our Waymaker. You are the one that solves every problem, and you are the answer. We receive answers, solutions, and we receive our miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for an adventurous Christian life. We will continue to testify. Look what God has done. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, just do your hand like this. Put your hand up again and pull the glory to yourself. You know, it happened last Sunday. The glory cloud was here. I see it again. Just pull to yourself. At home, just say, I receive my portion. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. If you're not giving your offering, make sure you do that. Your tithes, do that. And those online, make sure you do your giving. Also, give your donation. And praise the Lord. Spiritual people are givers. Amen. God bless you. And I'm not sure if anybody's on Zoom or online or anything. So we bless God.